in our studios is the chairman. Let me be very clear. The chairman of Benny Media. And Benny Media actually has many different brands and music stations, radio stations, news talk stations, regionally, growing nationally on the Pulse 7H, but of course up into Maine. But Bill Binney, former U.S. Senate candidate, a Republican official in the past, but a leading member of the community on the business side of things and public policy in our studios, making an endorsement this morning of Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, town hall last night in Rye, and more to come. So I'm going to just keep these two here for a few moments because I know they're both busy. And let me come back to a couple of the questions we were talking about during the break. And again, Bill Binney, you know, this is a pivotal time, 20 days to go. 20 days to go before the first actual votes in the election for president in New Hampshire's primary. Now, I personally believe what happens in Iowa, unfortunately for the people that run there, stays in Iowa. It doesn't always translate. I can point to many elections where whoever came out of Iowa with all the marbles of the caucus support didn't translate here. So I guess the question is, you know, again, you're making this endorsement this morning. You can reiterate why. And then there's the Donald Trump reality here in New Hampshire. Solid support there. And you asked Nikki Haley about that. Do you think that there is so much movement now in the next 20 days that this is actually a toss-up at this point between these two or not?
I think that there's momentum on the Haley campaign without question. I think that Nikki has emerged out of the pack. I think that early front-runners or hopefuls have fallen behind, DeSantis being the most obvious candidate of that. I think others have just simply not emerged. And I think that we're at an exciting time. I think as a citizen of New Hampshire, I think this is among the most exciting political times of my experience with all of these opportunities to change the direction of the leadership of the free world, not just America, but of the free world. And we, a mere handful of people, I have friends all over the world who are always contacting me this time of year, reading about New Hampshire, whether that's Europe, whether that's South America, whether it's the Far East. We live in an incredibly unique place here in New Hampshire, and I think having Nikki Haley here in these studios is a privilege for our organization, but more importantly, an opportunity to ask her tough questions, questions about Social Security. What would she do? Would she pardon Donald Trump? And the answer is she would figure out a good solution for Social Security, and yes, she would pardon Donald Trump. I think that's good, clear solutions, and I think that candidates should be able to talk like that, and only in New Hampshire does it seem to me that happens.
Bill, do you think if Nikki Haley were to make this a photo finish? Now, I've said on the show for months, it's a summer. The good news for Donald Trump in the summer is he had a big lead in New Hampshire. The bad news is he had a big lead in the summer. You know, it's like
we
football.
Know that.
I remember the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons during the halftime of that Super Bowl. I think they were down by 25. And so my question is, if Nikki Haley were to beat expectations and come very close or win New Hampshire, if she ever were to pull off an upset of Trump, because it's been his to lose for months now, how big of a story is that politically coming out of New Hampshire?
I think it's huge. And I'll point out Bill Clinton finished second. Okay. He came in. He didn't win. He came in second, but he showed, you know, the ability to come back and the ability to take a punch. So this state has proven and shown time and time again that we can pick winners and pick people who emerge out of the political fog, if you will. I think that, you know, right now is a unique time. Biden is really not effectively running in the New Hampshire primary. There's a lot of independents out there that want to engage. I encourage them to engage. Independents in New Hampshire can vote in the Republican primary. And I encourage them, if you are at all politically minded, I encourage you to go and vote in the primary this coming few weeks from now.
20 days.
And vote for Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley, let me turn back to you. We talked during the break. Do you think there's a write-in campaign for Joe Biden, a write-in campaign for the sitting Democrat president in New Hampshire's primary because they chose not to be on the ballot here? Is he going to be successful in that in New Hampshire when you go out and about and you're out there with the voters in this town hall? And do you think he'll ultimately, do you think Joe Biden will be the nominee for the Democrats?
Well, I can tell you right now, I hear a lot about Joe Biden in the town halls, but none of it's good. None of it. Everybody knows. You can say all day long we've got a good economy, but people don't feel it in their wallets. You can say all day long, oh, we're making big strides, but nobody sees it. And you can say all day long, oh, people are safe, but they see law enforcement pushing to try and get law and order back. They see the world on fire. Nobody feels comfortable, and they're almost on the verge of being scared. So, and then you add on top of that, that everybody sees how much Joe Biden's struggling. And they know a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for Kamala Harris. And God help us if we get a President Kamala Harris, because we know that she won't be able to handle that. So that's all I hear. I don't think you're going to have this passion of people wanting to go for Joe Biden. I think you're going to have passion for people saying, look, we don't want a Trump-Biden rematch. We want to get our country back on track. We want to do this for our kids. And I think that's what you're going to see them do.
So let me, this is Bill Binney talking. Let me ask you a couple of questions. We as Republicans are often thought of the mean party. We hear that again and again. I have. When there are issues like reproductive rights, there are issues like Social Security, there's issues like we care more about defense than we do about people. What do you say to people on some of those issues? Let's take reproductive rights. What's your position on reproductive rights?
Well, I think what people will always get from me is the truth. And I think that, you know, abortion has always been a very personal issue for every woman and man. And we need to treat it that way. I am personally unapologetically pro-life, not because the Republican Party tells me to be, but because my husband was adopted and I had trouble having both of my children. Having said that, I don't judge anyone for being pro-choice any more than I want them to judge me for being pro-life. So let's look at how we got here. Prior to 1973, you had 46 state laws that dealt with abortion. And in 1973, you had unelected justices throw out those state laws and say abortion anytime, anywhere, for any reason. Now a wrong has been made right, where unelected justices said that shouldn't have happened, and they put it back in the hands of the people. And that's where it should have belonged. So some states are going more pro-life. I welcome that. Some states are going more on the choice side. I personally wish that wasn't the case, but the people have decided, and I respect that. But the debate we have, Bill, is on a federal law. And that's where no one is telling the American people the truth. In order to have a federal law, you have to have a majority of the House, 60 Senate votes, and a signature of a president. We haven't had 60 Republican senators in over 100 years. We might have 45 pro-life senators. So no Republican president can ban abortions any more than a Democrat president can ban these state laws. So if, which I think everybody's goal is, how do you save as many babies as you can and support as many moms as you can? If that's our goal, let's find consensus. Can't we agree just to ban late-term abortions? Can't we agree that we should encourage adoptions and good quality adoptions? Can't we agree that doctors and nurses who don't believe in abortion shouldn't have to perform them? Can't we agree that contraception should be accessible? And can't we agree that no state law should tell a woman if she's had an abortion, she's going to jail or she's getting the death penalty? Let's start there. No more demonizing this issue. I had a roommate in college who was raped. I wouldn't wish on anyone what she went through wondering if she was pregnant. Everybody has a story. Let's be respectful of the story. And what I've watched for too long is Democrats put fear in women over the abortion issue, and Republicans use judgment. There is no place for fear or judgment on an issue this personal. And so I will always talk about it with respect, and I will only talk about it in the way when things can get done, not to scare people, not to say something's going to happen that's not going to happen. I will always put the truth out there and include the people in the solutions that we have going forward.
So if you're faced with an abortion ban for the third trimester, would you support it or not?
Wherever we get 60 Senate votes. If you get 60 Senate votes, and that's a hard thing to do, I will support it because it will save more babies and it'll support more moms.
Okay, good.
One final question. I appreciate the time, but it's great to have newsmakers in the studio. And thank you both for coming in, Bill Binney, Nikki Haley. Iowa, as I said, doesn't really translate with the caucus process, but you've spent a lot of time there. You're there trying to get support of the caucus goers. So is Ron DeSantis. In fact, some would say he's put more of his marbles or eggs or dice into Iowa than New Hampshire. And, of course, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie. So if Iowa happens and it's not good for either the Florida governor or former New Jersey governor, meaning Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, what do you say to those people they in New Hampshire that might be supporting them? And then our primary is 20 days. In other words, how do you go to the DeSantis voters, whether he stays in or not, on Chris Christie's folks saying, look it. Because Governor Sununu has been rather pronounced wanting fewer people in the race because, you know, the numbers. So what do you say to potential DeSantis Christie supporters and maybe even Ramaswamy if they're shopping after Iowa?
I trust the people of New Hampshire. They get where their place is in the process and they know what this is about. And they know that this is important for every state. I'm fighting just as hard in Iowa as I am in New Hampshire, as I am in South Carolina, and every other one. You want to win everybody's vote. So any candidate that's not playing in Iowa is, first of all, not being serious to start with. Any candidate that's not playing in New Hampshire is not being serious to begin with. We're going to be strong in Iowa. We're going to come to New Hampshire. And guess what? We're going to go to my sweet home state of South Carolina. You have to have an in and you have to have an out, or else you're wasting the person's vote here in New Hampshire. And so that's what I'll tell you. We haven't seen Ron play here in New Hampshire at all. We haven't seen Chris Christie play in Iowa at all. Chris and Ron have barely been in South Carolina. We've been in every one of them because we're going to do the work and we're going to fight the fight to make sure we earn every vote.
All right. Can I let you both go? Bill Binney, chairman of Binney Media, always welcome. Great to have you here. Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, Republican presidential candidate.
Go to NikkiHaley.com.